Blog Talk Radio.
Of your challenge, and today we have a wonderful lady going to come on who's going to talk to us about relationships. But first, what is a relationship? A wonderful partnership between two people. It doesn't matter how old we are or how much we have loved or not loved, we all seek a relationship with someone. We all desire to be loved wholly. At my time, growing up, falling in love was something that you did with the first love of your life. You became domesticated as you grew up, learning how to cook those apple pies. You married, you obeyed your husband, you had children, you raised them. And it was always about, well, you're married now and your husband and your children come first. So it was a very sacrificing time. And really there was no emphasis on the importance of your own life, only your own duty. Now, in order to have a good relationship, one needs to know love, value of oneself, love of oneself. Count for something in your own life other than a service to someone else. And as you live and embrace love, you find equality with a partner in a relationship. This kind of give and take, a cohesive harmony of love. We will be introduced to someone, we used to be introduced to someone at church or friends' parties or work. But nowadays, in this age, it's hard to meet people. We don't want the bar scene. Maybe we don't go to church. Maybe our work is working from home. Or, you know, they have a policy that you can't date anyone from work. And sometimes it just we don't have time to socialize, and we're very independent. So where do you go to meet that potential love? And in today's society, what are the rules in falling in love? Nicole Abundance is here today to ask to answer some of those questions in meeting and falling in love in today's environment. Nicole has been showing people how to get unstuck in their personal love life using various proven natural and spiritual principles that will empower them to make changes they desire. She's a certified life coach and has much knowledge and experience and intuitive sight in how relationships work. She has helped countless individuals in all relationship stages, marriage, singles, divorce, dating, breakups, and has coached hundreds of people around the world, men and women from all walks of life, from doctors to television anchors, lawyers to single moms, and so many more, helping them clear the blocks that stand in the way of finding love and success. She has a special offer for you at the end of the show, so do stay tuned. And if anybody wants to call in, please do call in. The number is 1-877-296-0345. And please do call in and ask a question. So, Nicole, I'm about to turn 58 this week. I am single with a history, and I have no idea how the dating scene works today. So please, come on and tell us how we date in this modern era. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Sarah, and thank you for having me on. I appreciate that. It's great to be here.
Welcome, welcome. And you are much needed, because I think the dating scene has changed so much, and I don't think people can keep up with it anymore. We don't know what the rights or the wrongs are or how to date. You know, it's not just that 8-second interview anymore that you can talk to people.
That is true. That is true. I would say that in my experience and with the many people that I've come across, many singles approach dating with a certain kind of mindset that does not serve them. So what I mean by that, what I mean by that is there's a mindset of being single, and then there's a mindset of actually being relationship ready.
Ah, that's right. Interesting.
Right.
So
go ahead.
No, elaborate on that. Tell us, because that's something, you know, being single and being relationship ready. They are two different things, but one doesn't look at it like that.
Yeah. For example, a single woman will want or desire to be in a relationship, and she will perhaps go on online dating. She will perhaps go to different venues. She might try a matchmaker. She might try different avenues of how to really connect with and meet a good man. But then her language, her essence, the way she radiates and the way she shows up in the world is not congruent with her desire. So for example, she might get out there and she might be out there, but then she's constantly saying, where are all the good men? Which indicates that her beliefs are that there aren't enough men for her. So she's operating in a scarcity mindset instead of operating in an abundance mindset, and a mindset that provides her with opportunities. So therefore, she is coming at dating from a single mindset versus a relationship-ready mindset. Because when a woman is relationship-ready, when she actually is ready to meet that man, her language, her tone, the way she embodies her own radiance, everything changes about her. She no longer ask, where are all the good men? Why are men such douchebags? You know, why do men do this? And why can't men do that? You get what I mean?
Do you actually think, yeah, I agree with you. And do you think that is because, I think personally, that before you can seek love from another, you must find that love within you. And then that love that you have upon yourself will draw the person who's going to love you in that light to you. So do you think that these people that are out, you know, being single and kind of single-minded in many ways and not ready for the relationship, it's because they have not developed a relationship with self?
Yeah, that's a contributing factor, I would say, that there is a still sort of a Disney-type mindset that although we had traditional roles where we know that marriage was sort of handed to our mothers and they were fixed up, for example, mm-hmm. in relationships. So we came from that into sort of the Disney sort of filled that gap. You know, you're going to meet Prince Charming and he's going to kiss you and wake you up and you're going to ride off into the sunset forever sort of thing. So there's a mindset that surrounds that, where a woman feels a man gives her a commitment or gives her things, and her own internal government or her own internal spaciousness isn't as developed to meet the demands of that. So then mm-hmm. Her own self-love, her own depth hasn't been tapped in order to meet the demands of really being ready for that. Yet she goes
right.
out with a mindset of the projection of that image that she has been fed, like I would call it the rom-com or maybe the Zeus complex. You know, there's this one man that she's going to meet, and this one man is going to take away all of her problems, and this one man is going to marry her, and he's Mr. Right, or
yes.
the one.
And there's nothing wrong with him. He's going to be perfect.
And there's nothing wrong with him. He's going to be perfect, and everything is going to be, you know, squared and you know, fall into line, and she's not going to have to do anything. And so,
and that's really setting everybody up for a fall.
Exactly.
So, what is the approach that women need to have then in pursuing a love interest?
I would say that there are many different approaches a woman can have. Or you know, if men are listening, that they can have. One of the key ways to approach dating is to act like you've never heard anything about the opposite sex. Act as though you've never heard anything about relationships. You've never heard anything about the opposite sex at all. Act like you just landed on a planet and you have no idea about
there
men.
There is a comet waiting to happen there. There really is.
That's true. You have no idea about how men work, or no idea about how women work if it's men. And then go along that line with an abundant sort of wonderment and
mm-hmm.
curiosity about it, along with many, many different approaches.
The adventurous about it, yes. I mean, anything that we go and seek in life, we have maybe an expectation of what we will find, but we never know until we start making the journey. So why shouldn't it be along the relationship journey as well?
Exactly. And so, I mean, one of the huge ways in how I was able to really heal my, and I share with men how to heal your relationship with the masculine in many, many ways, because that's also one of the blocks that
mm-hmm.
prevent women from really showing up in the way they truly want to, is I began to dump out and actually, I would call it, just throw in the trash everything that's ever happened to me with men or everything that I've learned about men, for example. And then I began to embrace a spirit of curiosity where I would invite that masculine presence in, and also I would actually, speak to men around me and become very curious about their thoughts, their ideas, what they think, secrets about men women want to know, and then ask them questions, things like that. Just had an abundant sort of curiosity mindset, and the more I did that, the more I would call it karmic energy was raised in my field around me,
mm-hmm.
and then men would naturally begin to sort of like I would be provided opportunities, or just in my path they would come in my path and just start to seek me out and ask me questions, because I applied the law of sowing and reaping.
Mm-hmm. And do you actually find, too, that when people take this approach, as I said in my statement there, a woman with a history at 58, you're going to have one. And, there has been some letdowns and some trusts that were broken and some heartache. But, as women or men, we do have to take some responsibility for relationships that go wrong. If they were abusive, we allowed them to continue. We didn't stand up for ourselves. If they fell asleep and just simply died because we weren't nurturing them and feeding them, we have to take that responsibility. It's never one-sided. There might be one side that might be heavier than the other, but we have to do something about it or get out of it. And if any job that we take or friends that we have, if it's not working, we seek a new job or we go and seek new friends. So why can't we take
exactly.
the same approach in finding a new love and realizing that, well, the relationship didn't work last time. Perhaps I did this, or perhaps I shouldn't have done that. And maybe I need to bring to the table now around my persona a different perspective that radiates, which will attract somebody that will be more conducive to me.
Yeah, that is correct. And so when you share about taking responsibility or why it is that sometimes someone stays stuck, some of the times the reason why is because of their own emotional investment in their own pain. So a woman,
mm-hmm.
she might be emotionally invested in her own comfort zone, for example. She's emotionally invested in not getting out there, staying home. It works for her to be comfortable, to not really having to engage. It gives her just the right amount of cushion, not to actually act deserving of her desire. And a lot of beliefs and sort of inner dialogue goes along with that. That helps a woman, stay there. And then, she might then surround herself or go out, and she might, be with a friend of hers, and the friend might have a boyfriend. And deep down inside, there's that feeling like, wow, I wish that I had that. I wish I was in a relationship. But then when it comes to actually taking responsibility and making the investment and the commitment and the change in mindset that is going to get that result, there's sometimes a disconnect there.
Mm-hmm. We can't look at other people and go, you know, like, well, why can't I have what you've got? You know, maybe those people, A, have an excellent connection right from the word go. Maybe they've truly worked on their relationship. You know, value, respect, consideration, sharing. You know, I think very often before we go seeking someone else, we don't want to take our dysfunctional self in looking to a new relationship to fix us, and that we really need to do some work upon ourselves first and get rid of that history,
right.
You know, take that ownership, and that when we are out seeking, we need to seek somebody in the same light that we love ourselves. And I think this is where I hear it all the time. When, you know, people, I just want somebody in my life. I want someone to love. I want someone as a partner. But you're looking at someone to fill a void. You know, really, we need to be all we can be for ourselves. And that when we come together with someone, it is in sharing the fullness of self, not the half of self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And along with that, there's also an absolute disconnect with understanding, for example, how attraction works. It's such
Please elaborate on that.
I cannot say this enough. To understand and to either invest in mentoring or to do massive research on how attraction works for the opposite sex. Because attraction really is an emotional response. It's not a choice. Like, there is many different types of attraction. There's physical attraction, where you see someone and you're physically attracted to them. Then there is the sexual attraction. You start to feel sexual desire for that person. Or there is the intellectual attraction you can feel for someone based on what they're saying and their intelligence and how they're embodying that. And then there is the emotional attraction. The difference between a woman really connecting with a man and she not connecting with a man is not the physical attraction, but it's the emotional attraction, the emotional connection. That emotional connection will actually create options for her, or more desire in the man to want more. Because generally men are motivated when they feel good around the woman. Many times the woman feel, well, I'm connecting with him and everything is going really great and I just feel sparks and things are going really awesome. And they're not realizing that even though things are going awesome for them, if the man isn't feeling good within himself, then act out of how they, whether they feel good or not around the woman.
Right.
So learning how to embody emotional attraction through language, through space, through habits, through attitudes, and a variety of other ways is going to increase a woman's ability to connect deeper. And the disconnect often happens when after 3 dates and the man is not interested. There are, people can say there are a variety of reasons why. One of the main reasons is because there's no deep or a starting of feelings of a deep emotional attraction or connection with the woman.
Right. So, I mean, you can find somebody physically attractive. You can even, you know, the chemistry is there. But if the conversation isn't, if basically I would say the soul and the spirit isn't turned on, if there isn't that interaction that comes naturally, then there isn't any depth to it. So there's nothing to build on.
There's nothing to build on. So the man has to continually feel a woman's depth, her radiance. So if he's feeling that and it's kind of coming up from her through her attitude and her behavior and her, I would call her radiance or her embodiment of that, then men are in search of light and feminine energy. And so he begins to attach himself to that, of his opposite, what he's in search of. And if he doesn't feel attached to it, then it's just a physical attraction, and it'll be like, okay, after 3 dates or maybe even after having sex, he's done.
Right. Yeah. Do you actually find that when you're talking about emotion, that a woman's emotion and a man's emotion, you know, and the emotional need for a relationship and what that relationship means, are they parallel to each other or are they totally different?
I would say that they are both. I would say that we all want love. Men want love, be loved. Women want love and to be loved. So that's parallel. The contract
right.
of it is how it's expressed. And mm-hmm. so a woman feels loved when she feels special and adored and cherished. And a man
mm-hmm.
feels loved when he feels respected and desired and needed. And so, for example, a man shared with me that he went out with a woman and they walked in the restaurant and she started to tell the waiter, basically take the lead and tell the waiter that they were there for two, and she was doing all the masculine sort of lead-in. And he sat back and he said to himself, whoa, what am I here for? So he said that within himself. And
mm-hmm.
so when she did that, without knowing or realizing, she basically disconnected from him because he did not feel respected and needed.
He felt emasculated.
Emasculated, yeah.
Right.
So basically, what am I here for if you are going to be doing the ordering and telling her, and if we sat down, you're going to order, you know, start opening the menu and basically engaging with the waitress and taking the lead for everything.
Yeah. So I mean, if you want to be treated like a woman, allow the man to be the man.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's one of the huge issues, especially in our modern world, is that
mm-hmm.
disconnect. Women are not understanding that functioning in a feminine role and in their own surrender isn't weak.
Right.
And allowing the man to, when he's a good man, to form the course and direction and to sort of take the lead, and if he opens doors for you, that's great. And if he you know, initiates ordering and asks you what you want, that's also great. There's nothing wrong
mm-hmm.
with that.
Right.
There's a difference between a man leading and him controlling.
Yes.
And many women cannot distinguish the difference. So they might believe that if the man starts to kind of initiate and take the lead a bit, oh, he's such a control freak, or he's trying to control me, because they're so used to not functioning in their powerful feminine self.
And the thing is, I think, also about being independent, about being a strong woman. I'm very young, so I'm a very strong woman. It's okay to be strong, and there's times and places to be strong. And if you are letting a man show his own strength, that doesn't mean you're showing any weakness. It's basically
exactly.
you're both scratching your own stuff. There's times that you will step up and show your strength, where he needs to back off, and vice versa. And I, you know, I'm an old-fashioned woman. I want a man that's going to treat me as a woman, with respect, with value, and I do like the doors open for me. I do like somebody pulling out the chair. Now, you know, this doesn't have to happen every time. You know, if you're just going out for lunch, you're sitting down at a booth, you know, I can't expect him to pull the booth out for me. It's balance, and it's understanding that, but it's understanding each other's role, which is not based, you know, in the 50s. You know, there is a modern-day man and woman, but it's still understanding each other's role and what we are bringing to the table. And, you know, what we both can contribute to that balance and to that relationship without losing our own independence and soul strength.
Right, right. And I find that many times women often misunderstand when they say that, no, they say that some men don't like a woman, a strong woman. No, what men are not liking is that the woman is being pseudo-masculine. These men
mm-hmm.
love women who are strong, and they can, you know, be strong within themselves. But they're strong on the outside and they're strong on the inside. And the men are like, wait a minute, I see the same thing here. I see myself. The men like it when the women are strong on the inside but soft on the outside.
I also call for them, for their strength. I mean, there's nothing more than I'd like to just get into a man's arms and his arms are around me and he becomes my strength, because my strength can't work at 100% all the time. You know, we want to be there to help and nurture each other. Well, you know, this has gone so fast. I'm going to hand it over to you right now, Nicole, for the next 2 minutes to tell everybody about your offer and how people can get hold of you and, you know, what you do for people. And by the way, I'm certainly going to encourage you to start a dating service, because we need you. So give me 2 minutes. Go for it, girl.
Yes, I would totally love to start a dating service. I've been actually really mulling it over and seriously thinking about it, especially
good.
Just starting locally. So it's something that is really, it's really getting me going, and it's really getting me excited. And for what I do is I really help people get unstuck in their personal and love life. And I do that through a variety of ways, and I use natural and proven spiritual principles to do that, and along with my own experience and my own intuitive insight. And for women, I generally cover the much-needed language of understanding their feminine essence, embodiment, their own spaciousness, shining their radiance, feminine surrender, masculine psychology, polarity in relationships, you know, mindful interactions, and just how to show up as a woman so it absolutely serves her in every way. And I offer a free 15-minute consultation to each person who wanted to find out more about what I do. And if you'd like to take a hold of that, you can contact me, Nicole@attractingmenmastery.com.
Attractingmenmastery.com. That's quite
right.
A title. I like that one. That's really great.
Attractingmenmastery.com. Yeah. Or they can also search me on Facebook, Nicole Abundance, and I'd be more than happy to connect with you.
Well, that is wonderful. And I thank you so much for coming on the show. I'd love to have you back again, actually, even around the Christmas time period, you know, talking about basically being single around Christmas when everybody's out partying in couples. So I think that's another topic for us to talk about. So I want to thank you so much for coming on, Nicole. I hope everybody's kind of got some tips there today. Ladies, let men be men be gentlemen, and embrace your ladies' femininity. And maybe if we go back to those simple basics, we just might be able to find that love, right? But first, love yourself. I thank you
thank you so much
for coming on the show, Nicole, and we will speak to you soon. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. I'd love that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So on tomorrow's show, You're Important to Sarah, under the same network, I have a lady coming on talking about the advantages of a raw food diet. If you wish to have more information on any of my shows, both shows are listed on my site. The Importance of You, that is the letter U, theimportanceofyou.ca. And if you go to any of those pages, you'll see who is coming up for the month of October. If you have anybody you'd like me to interview, please do let me know. Tomorrow, a good friend is coming on with her debut show on Your Pleasure. Ellen was a guest on my show a couple of months ago. She's a dynamo. She's your modern-day Dr. Ruth. And she has so much to teach us about our sensuality. And she is on Authentic You. Authentic uradio.com/your-pleasure. And if you go to Authentic Uradio, you will actually see her list on the side there. So it's Your Pleasure. And you really will learn a lot from this woman. She is a dynamo and system. We've been talking about relationships today. Go and find out about your sensual or sexual relationship. Next week on the Importance of Your Challenge, I'm going to be starting one of two shows. The first show is going to be covering the understanding of your personal character in order to understand your personal branding. So we'll be talking on the basis of true colors, what personality you are, how you perceive the world, how the world perceives you. And then the following week, I will have Marla Dennis on, who is going to be talking about personal branding as an entrepreneur or if you're in an MLM. So please do tune in for the next 2 weeks. And a shout out for next week on October 10th, the producer of This Is My Body, very, very popular YouTube video, statement about women owning their own body, is going to be interviewed, and I'm very excited about that. So I have fabulous shows coming up for you folks, so please do go to the site, www.theimportanceofyou.ca. If you have somebody you want me to interview, let me know. If you have a challenge that you want my experts to address, let me know. And if you want to just see who I've got coming up, I have some wonderful people coming up. Also, if you go into the archives, you'll see any of the other shows. Once the show is aired, all you have to do is click and hear it again and again and again. So please take advantage of the wonderful people that have come on my shows. I wish everybody a wonderful week. It's my birthday this weekend, so I am going to, and we have Thanksgiving here in Canada, so it's going to be a fabulous weekend for me. I wish a fabulous weekend for all of you. God bless everybody. Bye.
I've taken my bows, my curtain call. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.